Muslims are asking questions following the murder of three Christians in Turkey. Christians are reminded to pray for the world on the National Day of Prayer. And college students need your help as they reach out this summer. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It was a grisly murder, three Christians slaughtered by Muslim young people. It was well planned out. While the men died, these events are opening doors for Christians. Johann Kandelin with the World Evangelical Alliance says there's a deep national sense of confusion in Turkey today.
Muslims are saying that Islam is a religion of peace and harmony, and then they see on television these three Christians who have been killed by a group of young people, and the young people say that they have done it in the name of religion.
What's added to their confusion, says Kandelin, is the television interviews of the widows.
The widows came out on national television and said, "I have forgiven the killers because Jesus has forgiven me." So they show that Christianity is a religion of forgiveness, not of hate or revenge. And that opens up a big door for the gospel.
Many Turks believe missionaries want to split the nation. WEA is asking the Prime Minister to issue a statement to quash that rumor. Next, while Christians in the United States gear up for the 56th annual National Day of Prayer, believers across the country are reading through God's Word in preparation for that. The National Bible Reading Marathon, in partnership with the Bible Pathway, began reading Sunday at Genesis 1:1 and concludes tomorrow with Revelation 22:21. It's taking place in the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. Pray that God will use this to point many to Himself. Go to our website to get connected with the webcast. You're listening to Mission Network News. The 56th annual National Day of Prayer is tomorrow, as mentioned in the U.S. Organized events will be held in thousands of public venues remembering the nation, government leaders, media, schools, churches, and families. World Vision's Steve Haas is asking believers not to forget about the rest of the world.
When we think of those things, church, education, family, government, and media, which are the five centers of power that people will be praying about, we can be praying about the global church, global education, the global family, and the plight that they're internationally, government, media, and so on.
HIV, AIDS, human trafficking, famine, and wars are just some of the problems. Haas is asking people to pray for spiritual and physical wellness.
We know that wholeness begins in a relationship with Christ, that healing begins in a relationship with Christ, and so this is always a part of our prayer, but we also realize that they have real live human bodies and human issues as well. And so we ask God to also step into those areas.
Next, it's part two of our short-term mission series. Today we look at the good. First, they allow the high school generation, who's globally conscious already, to get experience with missions. David Livermore with the Grand Rapids Theological Seminary's Global Learning Center says,
I do think there are aspects of rebuilding a home, of washing the stumps of lepers who have never been touched before, or going to the city dump and feeding kids. I think that is an expression of the gospel. It's not the whole gospel, but it's part of it.
When that experience is part of what missionaries in the area are already doing, it can be very effective. Labor and love can be seed planting tools in combination with the gospel that long-term missionaries share.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity through short-term missions that allows us to firsthand experience the world beyond the eyes of CNN and Fox News.
Tune in tomorrow to learn how short-term mission trips can go bad. And for most college students, summer is a time to get a summer job and take a break from classes. But not for 200 college students with Here's Life Inner City. This year, they're heading to the streets of six major cities to help in hands-on ministry called Summer in the City. They do that through door-to-door evangelism, tutoring, serving in food pantries and rehab centers, and much more. Here's Life needs your support to help cover a $58 per student shortage. If you'd like to help, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people each week to watch their broadcast. Get your free Sat7 DVD at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.